The annual PFD could have been accompanied by energy relief for Alaskans, but the idea died before it ever made it to Governor Sean Parnell's desk last spring. Two Interior Democrats say Parnell could still call a special session later this fall to address the state's energy crisis. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
It's the smallest PFD in 7 years, and it would have been accompanied by a 250-gallon fuel voucher if Democratic Senator Joe Pascvan of Fairbanks had had his way.
This crisis is real. This is beyond politics. This is something where people are saying, we need help now.
Senator Pascvan and fellow Democratic Senator Joe Thomas, also of Fairbanks, sponsored Senate Bill 203 last spring. It created the fuel voucher program. It was the only energy relief legislation to pass during this year's legislative session. Republican Senator John Coghill of North Pole was one of four senators to vote against it.
They were saying it was about temporary relief, when in fact it was installing a permanent entitlement program, which I just fundamentally disagreed with. And if I'd have been on a committee that we could have talked about it, then maybe we could have hammered out some of those details.
The bill did not pass in the House. Senator Thomas says one solution for this winter is for the governor to call a special session following the election in November.
If they have some concerns about it, it doesn't take long to rewrite things and put a plan forward. And in a special session, you could expect that in a week or two or 3 weeks, whatever. You could certainly get through the basics of it and come up with something that satisfies your idea, unless you just simply are opposed to the philosophy of it in general.
Senator Coghill says he'd support a special session.
But if the voucher is the only thing on the table, I would say it's probably not the best thing because they're looking at an entitlement. I'd much rather put money into production of energy, whether it's natural gas, doing something with royalty oil. If we did that, you get my attention.
Senator Joe Thomas says a natural gas trucking project is the best option to get cheaper energy to Fairbanks in the near term. He says that plan is in the works. Meanwhile, both Thomas and Senator Pascvan plan to bring the voucher program back to the legislature during next year's session, should they be reelected this fall. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.